Welcome, everybody, to a new Amud Yomi. We're about to start Maseches Megillah, a very exciting time. I want to start by thanking the Feigenbaum family for sponsoring this whole season of Amud Yomi for Maseches Megillah in honor of Joel Lubell. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. Family should only know of good things. This should be a tremendous zechus for everyone involved. So I want to just take a minute just to give a brief introduction into what it is that we're trying to accomplish, what we're trying to do in Maseches Megillah as a whole. Maseches Megillah deals with the holiday of Purim. The first two prakam are going to mainly speak about the Megillah and the various different halachos that come along with reading the Megillah. But then going to get into more everyday halachos of Kriyas HaTorah and different halachos of that matter. Now, when we're talking about Amud Yomi, we're going to do one page per day. One side, and it may not seem like much, it may not seem like we're accomplishing that second, but little bits at a time add up. This is the Yisod we've been talking about all Shabbos. This is what we're always trying to express. Little bits, consistency adds up. Now, with any good thing that you try to take on and anything that you try to accomplish in your life, we are now going to be faced with a lot of potential Yetzer Haras. The Yetzer Hara is going to say, oh, it's only a little bit, I can catch up next week. Or, okay, if I missed one day, then I may as well just give up. Or if I didn't understand this one point, what's the use? Rabbi Friend in the Siyam HaShas constantly says, don't let perfection be the enemy of good or great. We can accomplish a tremendous amount. If you miss one point, that's okay. Move forward. Don't let the Yetzer Hara dominate you on this. The Yetzer Hara is very strong. The Yetzer Hara knows what it's doing. It will come up with every argument as to why you can't do this. This is 10 to 12 minutes per day max, minimum. Now, you'll listen to this recording. If you could look at it over inside, if you can go over it afterwards, the more the merrier. That's amazing. But minimum, it'll be a 10 to 12 minute recording. Just you listen to it and you move on. If you missed a point, if you this, if you that, so for sure, by all means, go ahead and go look through it and go try to figure it out. But if that's holding you up, just move on. Get to the next point. There's a tremendous amount to be gained from this. The goal of what we're trying to accomplish is, as always, with everything, we're trying to come closer to God. And the way to do that is to go ahead and learn God's Torah. This is the blueprint. This is God's autobiography. We learn about God in this way. This is a tremendous opportunity. We're going to party when we finish. We're going to party when we make accomplishments. Try your best to take this. I know for me, I'm a little nervous about it as well. Small steps each and every day, consistency. We can do this. Don't fall into those traps. I know with dieting, I know for myself, every single week I say, okay, this is going to be the week. And then, oh, once I had a bad breakfast, I may as well throw away the... No. We can go ahead and accomplish this. We can finish this. Try your best. Let's see what we can do. Mirtz Hashem, we'll be able to come to the other side of this together and hopefully only be able to continue learning together for many, many more years to come. Here comes Maseches Megillah. Going to post the first recording shortly.